Total value of mobile money transactions hit 1.775 trillion cedis in 8 months of 2024, data from the Bank of Ghana has revealed. This is compared with 1.031 trillion cedis the same time in 2023. More in this report.
According to the September 2024 Summary of Economic and Financial Data by the Bank of Ghana, the value of mobile money transactions in January 2024 stood at 198.4 billion Ghana cedis, but dropped to 195.8 billion Ghana cedis in February 2024. It again fell slightly to 181.9 billion Ghana cedis in March 2024, but shot up to 203 billion Ghana cedis in April 2024. It went up again to 234.3 billion Ghana cedis in May 2024, but fell slightly to 224 billion cedis in June 2024. It, however, surged consistently to 264.9 billion Ghana cedis in July 2024 and 273.6 billion Ghana cedis in August 2024.
A Business Desk report. Cow Bank has denied sacking some executive directors and board members as part of efforts to correct previous impairment issues. This was contained in a statement issued by the bank today. George Yaffe has the rest of the story.
Cow Bank, in the statement, maintained that these changes undertaken were as a result of ongoing restructuring efforts and not part of measures to deal previous impairment challenges. It added that these changes were necessary because the directors in question had concluded their tenure. However, the necessary changes were not effected because of an injunction by one of the shareholders of the bank. Cow Bank revealed that it is hoping to replace these directors at an extraordinary general meeting that will be held in the coming weeks. Cow Bank again revealed that a significant portion of the challenges that faced the bank was legacy-related, which the current board has worked to address. It also added that the recent financial results showed that the bank has been posting some strong numbers.
George Yaffe with that report. Now, economist Dr. Edu Owusu-Akodia is predicting costs of borrowing will begin to ease in the coming days owing to the significant drop in the policy rate. According to him, although the lending rate is not the only determinant in the cost of borrowing, he believes the drop in the rate from 29% to 27% will go a long way to enable businesses borrow at ease. Dr. Edu Owusu-Akodia spoke to Joy Business.
It means that the BOG has met, gone beyond the expectation of businessmen and women. They all understand the difficulties that we find ourselves. So it will reduce the cost of borrowing, but cost of borrowing, the policy rate is not the only determinant of the cost of borrowing. Non-performing loans, they are all part of it. The digital, the address system of borrowers, somebody comes to borrow your money, they cannot find a person to chase for your money. So we must rather tackle all the determinants of the cost of borrowing, of which the policy rate is one. From that angle, I think it will help reduce the cost of borrowing, and businessmen and women will be happy with the Bank of Ghana with this approach.
Dr. Edu Owusu-Akodia is an economist. From one economist to the other, Professor Peter Kwarty is advocating a proper linkage between activities in the agricultural sector to the industry sector to sustain economic growth. He is of the view that there is the link between the two sectors, a challenge that can be resolved through efficient policy framework. He added that such an effective policy will also help create jobs for the youth.
And I think we should do more. Industry, agriculture, those are the two key sectors that employ the most people. We have a lot of youth unemployment and we are churning out a lot of young graduates. So we need to find jobs for them. And so if you see these two sectors growing, in my view, it is something that we should accommodate, it's something that we should work to sustain and even improve or enhance on its performance.
Professor Peter Kwarty is an economist. To one of our headline stories, the Ghana Magazines Company has bemoaned the ineffectiveness of the Western Railway line, which used to be the effective channel for transporting the mineral from Isuta to the Takoradi port for onward export. According to the company, it has begun an effort to get government bring back the railway services on the Western lines. General Manager for the company, Joseph Ampong, has been explaining to Joy Business after a team of journalists and the Ghana Chamber of Mines paid a visit to the company.
You see, that is, as mentioned over there, we have from here to Takoradi, if you go by rail, it's 63 kilometers. If you go by road, it's about 95 or 96 kilometers. So shorter distances, you can easily transport more material to the port. So railway, not there, is affecting Ghana Manganese so much. The board and then the Ghana government is working around it to make sure we get it running. So We are working towards it.
Joseph Ampong is the general manager for Ghana Manganese Company, speaking to Joy Business there. As part of SuperSem's commitment to corporate social responsibility, the company has partnered with its local distributor to identify a need within the community of Kuredua Urase to provide sustainable clean water to the people. Now, the company says the borehole project aligns with its goal to make a positive long-term impact on the communities where it operates. Issy Sutherland is the head of marketing and communications for SuperSem.
This is a local community initiative by SuperSem. We are doing a nationwide local community support initiative drive. It's all in partnership with our distributors. So the distributor for the Eastern region, Sama Trading and Construction, is the one who picked Koforidua Ukrase. What we wanted was for the distributor to pick a place where they know that support will be needed. And not only are we supporting the community, but we are doing something which is sustainable. And that's what SuperSem is about. It's about...
AC Sutherland is the head of marketing and communications for SuperSem. Now, next is your retirement tip on MoneyLab.
Hello, welcome to MoneyLab. My name is Ransford Matekole, Head of New Business Advisory at Enterprise Trustees. Today we will be talking about retirement. Retirement is a time in life when the main source of income changes from active income to passive income, that is, private investments, pensions, annuities, etc. It can be a mandatory or voluntary withdrawal from the job market. Retirement is often synonymous with the idea of financial independence, which is when your savings and your investments are sufficient to support you for the rest of your life. It's a good time to set a retirement budget, plan a milestone, and prioritize your wellness. In Ghana, the mandatory retirement age is 60, but one can also choose to go on voluntary retirement at the age of 55. Till we come your way again on our next episode of MoneyLab, please remember to plan well and retire well.